For more Bible topics, go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen, and the topic is Storms Not From God. Not every storm comes from God. Just because God is able to cause a storm does not mean that every storm is from God. Hurricanes come, but they aren't necessarily God's judgment. I am a house insurance agent, and it's always really bothered me when I hear a storm comes, and in insurance terminology, they call it an act of God, when God's hand was not necessarily in that storm. In Mark chapter 4, there was a storm, but God did not allow that storm. Mark chapter 4, 37 through 40 says, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he, Jesus, was in the back parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him, and they said, Master, don't you care that we're going to die? And he got up, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" With your mind still on that point, think about this. Once in the previous chapter of Mark chapter 3, Jesus was casting out demons out of people. Religious leaders accused him of using demons to cast out demons. Jesus said, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but he has an end." Mark chapter 3, 23 through 26. Take this idea and apply it to the storm in Mark chapter 4. If God was the one who started the storm, then it would be like God casting out God. If God casts out God, he is divided against himself, and the kingdom of God cannot stand. If the storm was from God, then Jesus should not have rebuked it. That would be the same as God working against himself. We should conclude that the storm was from either Satan or that it was a product of nature, but not that it was from God. God did not allow the storm. You may agree with those points and just say, "Yeah, but God allowed the storm." First, understand that through our own faith, everything is possible, Matthew 17, 20. That's one reason why Jesus corrected his students. God does not allow us to go through the storm. We allow ourselves to go through them. Through Jesus, God did what he could to give us the ability to stop the power of the enemy, and yes, even natural disasters like storms. Check out Luke 10, 19. If we have power over our situations, then it's not God doing the allowing, it is us. "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?" Romans 8:32. If you think that God is willing to give his son for us, but isn't willing to answer every prayer that you pray in Jesus' name, then you're an idiot. That's as dumb as believing that someone's willing to freely give you $1 million, but not willing to give you $10. If God has equipped you to handle your problems, then you ought to handle them and not blame God for what he has made you responsible of. Now, the picture that you probably have in your mind is God standing by passively watching problems, casually allowing them to exist so that we can learn lessons. But did you know that God isn't everywhere, looking at everything, and he doesn't know all things until he searches them out? God didn't give Satan power either. Satan's power came through lies and deceiving. God sent Jesus to destroy the works of the enemy, 1 John 3:8, not to permit them or to approve them.